Time to recap McCook's School Board of Education for the month of November in our studio with Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Rich. Thank you.
Good to see you here this morning.
Good to see you.
November, December, and we're done with the first semester already.
It's a shame. We're getting closer.
Should we just start over again?
We got a little bit of time left, so we got a lot of learning to do. So a
lot of learning.
Get it in there.
A lot of learning. You betcha. We got a lot to talk about from last night's agenda. We'll start first, reports, communications, public participation.
Yeah, last night we started off with two elements of public participation. We have just our general public participation where folks can just comment on any issue concerning the school district, preferably on the agenda, but it doesn't have to be. And then also we have, and no one commented just during our general public participation time, and then we also had received public comments on our bullying prevention policy. So we set aside special time for folks, a little bit more time for folks who want to talk about the bullying policy. And we didn't have anybody comments last night on the bullying policy either. So two public comment sessions and no comments last night.
Move on to the student board member report. Is that next?
Yes, that's next. Student board member report. Kyson Barger talked about Veterans Day programs that were held at the high school yesterday for veterans in the community. He said it was a great program, and we had Colonel Smith there. He did an amazing job with the kids, Colonel Collins was there. He did an outstanding job. I thanked him afterwards because he talked to our students about, you know, what it takes to the types of folks that come forward and protect the community and to protect our country, and just really was encouraging to our students. One of the things that he said was live an active life. He said our men and women join the military service so that our kids can participate in an active, free life. And I really appreciate Colonel Collins and his statement along those lines. And I hope that resonates with our students because of how important it is to live a fulfilling life and be a citizen. We also recognized Sergeant Randy Matheny, his life and service to our country. He gave his life for our country in 2007. Really appreciate him and his family, and we wanted to make sure we honored him appropriately. And so that was a great event as well for recognizing him and also the other veterans that came to the assembly. Now, I want to make sure everyone understands our junior high and high school were at this assembly, and it was amazing. Our choir did an amazing job, Mrs. McNutt and her kids honoring all of the different services. They have a song that they honor all the services in it. And then also we had a breakfast at Central Elementary School that went really, really well. We had an opportunity to honor our veterans at Central Elementary School. And McCook Elementary also did a big program inviting veterans in. So across the district yesterday, all of our schools honored our country, honored our veterans, those folks that have served to make our nation the greatest nation in the world.
I tell you, Richard Smock did a great job as MC.
Oh, he did.
Wow.
He's done that several years, and he's just outstanding. And he'll never be able to get away from that role because he does such an excellent job. And folks should really think about him as MCing their events because he does a nice job. Now, I know it's personal to him. He's a social studies teacher at the high school, and he loves our country. He really honors veterans, and I suppose that personal motivation gets him to do such an amazing job. Really appreciate him and look forward to seeing it every year from Mr. Schmock, as long as he's willing.
He did a great job yesterday.
Did an amazing job.
Really impressed.
Also talked about the football doing a great job. 7-4 record, went up to Bennington this last Friday, and Bennington's got a really, really good squad, and we played hard, but there's just a lot of boys in that high school, but our kids did a nice job. Got behind a little bit early. Some not great things happened right off the get-go, and I feel like that kind of created a stumbling block for us, and it was difficult to get around it. Also, he commented on a spirit bus, so we sent a whole bus of students up to that game, and that was neat that the high school did that. Unified bowling has started this week, so that's great for our kids are bowling. We actually have our NSAA competitive bowling team. This will be the first year, so we have unified bowling. They've had an amazing team last year, and then we have NSAA bowling starting here coming up, and then we also have play production. I think that's actually already under started. FCA contests next week, next Wednesday, and we had 10 students that went to the pre-law day in Kearney. And actually, there was a lot more that Kyson said that the kids are doing, and I didn't have enough time to write them all down. I forgot I was going to take a picture of his comment page before I left the board meeting last night. I forgot to get that done. So I really appreciate Kyson coming in. He really did a nice job reporting of all the activities that are going on in the high school, and we do have quite a few. And if we don't mention them here, people probably don't even really know about them. So kids are very active, very engaged, and it was a good week for our students.
Next up, approval expenditures payroll for the month of October, and then reports from staff members and committees.
Yeah, we had a negotiations process has started with the MEA, which is the teacher organization that we negotiate with. That there are rules and regulations. We have to start those conversations in October. We use an array every year, so you have to identify a group of schools, like schools that area, population, valuation, those types of things all have to be similar. You compare yourself against that array, and you have to be within 2 percentage points of midpoint with your compensation package. So negotiations really, you have a little bit of wiggle room in negotiations, but really not very much, because if you fall below 2%, the Court of Industrial Relations forces you to get back within that 2% of midpoint. So you're never going to get more than 2% away from the average. Yeah, and so it's just a matter of knowing where that midpoint is and then having discussions about what we're going to do for next year to make sure we stay around that midpoint. So that process has begun. Now, other things take place during negotiations. You can talk about sick time and personal leave, those types of things, or bonus signing bonuses, things like that. This year doesn't look like that's going to be a big conversation piece, but those types of things can also be discussed during negotiations. Really, the specifics of negotiations, we're at the very early stages of it, so there's not a whole lot to report other than we met and we've established some meetings for the future. So you need to meet at least 4 times by February unless you settle. And so that was kind of all established. The array, the meeting time, and then the next time they meet, an offer will actually be proposed. And we'll have to see what happens from there. And then after that, I guess it goes on to my comments for the board meeting. I talked about several things. And, of course, one of the issues that we've been really working hard on over the last several months and actually a couple of years is the bond issue for the junior high. On the 5th, we had to put that ballot measure before the community. And Mr. Gross, and Mr. Bredvick were at the courthouse that night watching the results come in. And we were disappointed, I got to be honest. It was disappointing to see those numbers come in. Because the bond failed. But one of the positives about all of this is that we know that we have a lot of folks that really had a chance to come in and be exposed to the junior high and see why it is that we're looking to replace or update that facility or replace that facility. And so that was a good, that we were able to educate a lot of the community on why we wanted the project. And so that was good. But last night I reported on the open house tours that we did. We did 2 open house tours since the last board meeting. We did an additional informal night since the last board meeting. We did several small group tours. So a lot of associations or groups or folks called in. We did some tours for folks so they could come in and see the junior high facility. And of course, part of this tour is also going into the high school auditorium and seeing that space. The McCook on the Move committee is a separate committee from the school, but they were very engaged with the process. The reason I bring them up is because we had a lot of teachers that joined that committee, signed postcards that were sent out to community members. I know I received a postcard in the mail, and a lot of the folks listening right now probably received one. One of the things that I wanted to get across the board is, you know, we still have issues with the issues with the junior high building didn't go away simply because the bond failed. So we still have, I said, not right now, but probably sometime after the first of the year when we have our new board members come on board, we'll probably have to start thinking about what's our next step before addressing a junior high facility? What do we want to do next? Do we want to look at a bond issue again? Is there a different plan in place? And this is a board decision. The board board has to think thoughtfully about it and what they want to do. We have to kind of look and see what the election results were really leaning to. Why did it go the way that it did? And are there necessary changes? If we do move forward with the bond issue, what necessary changes need to be made so that we attract more positive votes so that we can get something passed so we can address our issues? So that's coming up, and I have no timeline on that. I have no idea what that'll be, it won't be real soon, it'll be after the first year before those discussions even start.
Aren't giving up on this at all.
Well, you really can't, right? You got to do something. And so we really do have issues with the junior high facility that we can't handle just with general maintenance. It's beyond our capacity to rectify. We have to do something. And so what's the next step? I can't say right now. I don't have that authority. And so we need to start the conversations again and talk about how we want to proceed. Also talked about Rule 10. Rule 10 is a NDE rule that governs accreditation for all schools across the state of Nebraska. I wanted to report to the Board of Education. Our Rule 10 report has been submitted, and we checked off every box, and we should be ready to go. I did mention to them that we anticipate a Rule 10 accreditation visit sometime in the next 3 or 4 years, and that I feel comfortable that when they come out and visit McCook Public Schools, that audit will show that we meet all of the expectations. So we really talked about that quite a bit in our administrative team, and taking those conversations back to our buildings and making sure that we're following through with what the expectations are for accreditation. Also, I visited about the Nebraska Literacy Project. The Nebraska Department of Education has put out an objective or a goal for the state of Nebraska to raise state proficiency scores for third graders from 62% to 75% by the year 2030. And so that's a good goal for the state of Nebraska. I often comment, though, that our goals have always been 100%, but the state wants to see those scores improve for third grade. It's going to be a challenge, especially in some locations. It's going to be very difficult, but they are investing in it. They've written a grant, a federal grant, and receiving $55 million. And with that $55 million, it's their intent to hire reading coaches that will coordinate with educational service units across the state that schools can have access to, where they can come in, work with their elementary school teachers, and make sure that the practices that our elementary school teachers are using in the classroom are in line with what research is saying. And so at this point in time, research really is focusing on the science of reading. There's programs out there, quite a few programs out there, that have aligned their BASEL programs or their instructional paradigms to the science of reading. McCook Public Schools, we use products that have always been in line with research. And so our kids do very well on these assessments. But they're going to make sure that all schools have access to those quality materials and quality training. And actually, Brian Maher, the commissioner, his personal goal is to see us reach those goals by 2027, which is really ambitious. It's hard to change a system. If your system's kind of using a certain type of strategy for instruction, teaching reading, to kind of flip that system in that short of time frame, if it's not aligned with best practice. So for some of those schools, it might be difficult. McCook's going to just, we're in a pretty good spot, so we're going to be all right. But a lot of schools are going to have to probably make some changes. And not necessarily Southwest Nebraska, mind you. Our schools do a pretty good job down here. Our kids learn to read. It's other areas of the state that are going to have a little bit of work to do ahead of them. And then also ensure that one of the things that I really appreciate about their objective with this literacy project is they want to ensure that 100% of Nebraska educator preparation programs are teaching our future teachers. So these are college students, teaching our college students who are going to be elementary school teachers how to teach reading, which I know that might sound strange, but even when I went to college back in the day, I was an elementary school teacher. I wasn't really taught how to teach reading. I wasn't taught the science of reading. I learned that when I got to the school. We teach that to our teachers when they get to McCook Public Schools. We work with our teachers. We talk about proper instruction. So their goal, which I think is a very worthy goal, is to go to the college educator programs, preparation programs, and say, no, we want you to teach these attributes that align with high-quality reading instruction. And so if that change comes about, which I expect it will because the Department of Ed has a little bit of sway over those institutions, that'll be a nice change for kids coming out of college, knowing when they hit our doors on the first day of school that they are prepared to teach students how to read effectively. The business director's report followed mine, and Mr. Gross talked about 15,821 meals were served in October. He also mentioned that percentage-wise, we're right where we expect to be at this point in the year when it comes to expenditures and receipts. We're on track. We're in a good spot. One of the things that we approved later in the board meeting as an action item is the audit has been completed, and he shared a lot of information about the audit. We had a very clean audit. Several of our board members have a lot of experience in the finance world. We have a couple of bankers on there. They talked about the audit results and on our finance committee. So our finance committee actually had an opportunity to meet with the auditors before they departed after they went through all of our materials and looked through all of our numbers. So we have a clean report, a very good report. The only thing they always want, I say this every year, they would like us to hire more staff so that they have more eyes on the paperwork. But I hear that from schools that have staffs larger than that, so I'm not not sure if that's just really, really common, but it seems to be something that we hear on a regular basis. We can talk about that a little bit more later on, but the audit looked really, really clean and the report was really positive. We're putting new carpet in at the high school. We have some rooms. You know, as we went through the high school, we've updated all of our classrooms. But the first classrooms we updated, the carpet now, it's been 10 years, you know, or 11 years. So some of the classroom carpet's been worn out. So we're actually going back and we're updating again some of those classrooms that have already been updated. So that's a continual process where we just continually want to keep our classrooms looking sharp and modern and make sure that worn out carpets are pulled out. We're also, our federal and state reports are completed. So we have an annual fiscal report that has to be submitted to the state. And that's been sent in and approved. And our audit, actually, even though we approve it tonight, that audit is, after it's completed, it's sent in to the state of Nebraska by our auditors. And that's been submitted and actually has already been approved by the state. So those are the business manager's comments.
Any board comments then?
We had... Yeah, just one sec. I got to pull that up. Our board comments. Brad commented on the January 15th. Our January 15th, ESU 15 and ESU 16 is hosting a workshop. It's a training for board members, and so we're encouraging our board to attend that. And then also, we have new members coming on in January. Every January, we form, we start the process of forming new committees. And so, he put out a word to the rest of the board that there's a committee you're interested in changing to or being the chair of, please let them know before January's board meeting. And then also mentioned that we have the state board conference next week. And so, be prepared for those. Not everyone's able to attend, but for those that are attending, be prepared for it and look forward to having probably the most informative training that board members can get over the course of a year. It's really a very good training, and they do a nice job at that conference. Sometimes it can be a little scary. A lot of times attorneys are talking and folks that scare you, but it's good to know and to learn all of the different details of what's going on in the legislature and what's all going to affect schools and boardsmanship and all the rules and regs associated with schools. It's a good conference. And that's coming up next week.
New business. You had one resignation, but a couple of new contract approvals.
Yeah, we did have a resignation from Ron Wolf, and then we went immediately into an approval of a contract for Kara Marvin. It's going to be a fifth grade reading teacher at Central Elementary School. Really excited about Kara coming on, outstanding references, and really excited to bring her on board with Central staff. We also approved a contract for Zoe Francescato. I probably butchered that.
You're getting to brush up on that one.
I'm sorry. I should have read that a few times before I came in. I apologize. A fifth grade teacher coming in. Zoe is really, I've talked to her. She's a great student teacher for us. really happy to bring her on board. She's going to do a knockout job for us. So we know both of these individuals. We know we're hiring great teachers. So the fifth grade's got a couple of really solid teachers coming in for next school year. We also approved a contract for Micah Marvin, and Micah's going to come in. We have two math openings at the high school, and, you know, you're always really, really nervous, right, because math is hard to replace math teachers. There's not a lot of kids anymore that are going into school to become math teachers, but fortunately, we have Micah, who currently teaches at the community college, does an amazing job over there. Master's degree in mathematics, can do dual credit. And so very happy to bring Mike on board. Again, someone that we know, and we're super excited about bringing over to the public schools. And we know will do an amazing job for us. And also is apparently interested in doing investing in our kids, not just in the math classroom, but also as maybe a coach and some of those types of things. I'm not sure that's year one. I'm not sure where we're at with that, but definitely there's that opportunity for Micah, and we'll get him involved making a difference in kids' lives through activities.
Approving policies and changing their file numbers correspond with the new policy manual.
Yeah, you know, this is, we've been doing this, I don't know how long, Rich, months.
A few, yeah. Yep.
So we think we started maybe last April, and so this is the last batch. So the last couple of months or 3 months, we've really focused on taking our old policies that didn't fit into our new policy manual and keeping them active, but we're still using the old file numbering system. So on these policies, still active, and now we're assigning them basically a new file number. We found a place to put them in our new manual, and so that's what we did last night. We had the policy numbers aren't necessarily that important, but these policies had to do with the annual information meeting that we do every usually February. We do the annual information meeting. That's when I talk about assessment scores and all of our achievement levels, our demographic changes, those types of things with the Board of Education. A lot of the things you see in our student report card, if you go on our website, you see all that stuff on there. Change in the recognition of citizen staff members, board members, Board of Education student file. So how we recognize folks, there's a policy for that. Change in community support groups and organizations, and then change the use of playgrounds and other outdoor facilities. So just some policies that were pretty specific to McCook and how we want to address certain topics. And so this is the last group that I have to present. Any changes moving forward will be because of statutory changes through the unicameral, things like that, which occur. But it won't be large groups or large numbers of changes and renumbering. It's just going to be modifications to policy that we currently have or policy that's created to match a new legislation that comes out of the unicameral. And that was approved last night.
Reapproving the district's bullying policy.
Yeah, so one more policy here tonight, and this is separated out because of state statute. So we provided an opportunity earlier in the board meeting for folks to comment on the bullying policy. If someone had spoke and said, hey, I think you need to look at this, we probably would have just tabled this item and then addressed it next month. The reason why is because you'd want to give your policy committee an opportunity to consider the comments that were discussed during the public comment section. Didn't have any public comment last night, so based on that, we decided to just go ahead and approve the bullying policy last night. So that was reapproved. And we did just approve this this summer. It was in our through our major overhaul of our policies. That policy was approved at that time. So it's only been a few months since we looked at the policy as a board. And then approved the 2024 audit for the 23-24 school year. Talked about that a little bit earlier. Again, the audit was a very clean audit. Did a nice job with that. One of the things that we heard from the auditors was that it was very efficient. Our ladies in the office there do a really, really good job of organizing materials and keeping track of everything. We have everything. And that can be difficult when you're dealing with as many, 200 staff members who might be bringing in receipts or purchase orders, those types of things. But everything is in line and was easy to access, and we didn't have to go searching for half an hour. We're very organized in that office. So I appreciate Bobby, Heather, and Aaron and the work that they do, and also Jeff. Sure, he helps out in there a little bit.
Every now and then.
But they do a great. They really do a great job, and they answer all those questions. And it's going through an audit's not fun, and we do it. Those ladies do it every year, and really appreciate the work that they do there. And then that is all for new business.
Positive comments already.
All right, on positive comments, we start off with Kyson, and he talked about the inaugural bowling season. So we talked a little bit about the Unified Bowling earlier has started up. And by the way, if you've never gone to Unified Bowling, go to our Unified Bowling match. They are amazing, and we are actually hosting districts this year. So you're going to have a couple chances to see your kids, if you don't want to leave town, compete in Unified Bowling. So I encourage community members to go and cheer on our Bison and Unified Bowling. It's really fun, and the kids do an amazing job. But on top of that, we have our inaugural bowling season for the winter sports. And Kyson said there are a lot of kids in the room that went to that first meeting. So we didn't – last year we did a little survey. I think it was like 14 students were involved. And apparently at the meeting there were around 30 that showed up.
Wow.
At the meeting. So a few more than maybe we anticipated. But that's good. We have kids that want to be engaged. And being active in high school makes high school more enjoyable. And actually students do better when they're more engaged in the high school. So it's good to have kids on teams and in activities. So commented on that. Really excited about that and the interest in the program. Teresa wanted to welcome the new board members, Amanda Burr and Jesse Juneman, and really excited for them coming on board. And also thanked Brad Hayes for running again. Those are our board members that were either reelected or newly elected to the Board of Education. Tom wanted to give a positive response to the bond issue and was thankful to all those people who supported the bond and the folks that wanted to learn about the bond. And so it was a great time for people to get a better understanding of what our needs are and get an idea of what we're dealing with in our junior high facility. And really appreciated the people that showed interest and were active in trying to learn the truth, the facts about what we're dealing with at the junior high bond. I think that's a big issue with some of our folks is sometimes I think they didn't really know what's going on at the junior high. And so, I encourage folks to come through even now, come through the building, take a look at our facilities and ask. Mr. Lyons would probably still be willing to do a tour of the building to show folks what's going on over there and some of our concerns. Scott, talked about all there's been some illness going through the school system. It's that time of year. People are getting sick, but really thankful for teachers who are showing up, or staff members, I should say, who are showing up and picking up the slack when a teacher's gone. They're putting in the extra effort to make sure that the school runs smoothly, and really appreciates those folks who are showing that support. And believes that we made positive strides in the direction of helping people understand. Oh, I'm sorry, I went back up. I went back up to Tom's there for a second. Also would be really proud of his son, who is in a program, actually proud of his son and also a program and also a principal for allowing his son, the principal allowed, Mr. Dickus allowed his son a few years ago to get out of band and go and enter into our program, Mr. Vitrosky's program, to the TV tech program, and it has led to him getting work, actually, calling games and doing that type of stuff, and really appreciated the flexibility that school showed Mr. Dickus for allowing him to do that, Mr. Vitrosky for the work that he's done to work and mentor his son. And we have that happen across the school district, and this is just one really good example of how the decisions we make at school really help students find a niche and go out and fill that and are successful. Charlie wanted to thank all the work that was done for veterans, and wanted to thank our veterans as well and the staff who worked on the school bond. He knows that a lot of our staff members were involved with that McCook on the Move committee and put a lot of time and energy into the school bond. Mike was glad that we had the opportunity to put the bond in front of the community. His comments were open, and we did what we were supposed to do. And sometimes things just don't go the way that we would like them to do or believe that they should. But the right things happened, and we were very transparent with our process. And so if you really came to our informational meetings or came in or visited us when on our tours or called us, we gave you the information. We didn't hide anything from anybody. So we were very open and transparent with everything. And also wanted to recognize the softball team for doing really, really well. Mr. Gillen and the work that he's done there, it was really impressive. And so very excited for how successful the kids were. Jeff commented a positive comment was on the policy book. It's done. And he had an opportunity to witness all of the work that was put into the policies over the last several months. You know, the policy committee, we had 4-hour meetings talking about policies, several of those long meetings. I spent a little bit of time working on those, but it was a big deal for the district and a positive step forward for the district to get that all worked through. And then Brad wanted to comment or give a shout out to an individual who worked with the school to try to pass the bond. We provided a lot of information to the community, and he also thanked Mr. Lyons for all of his wonderful tours. And so, like I said, if you haven't gone on the Mr. Lyons tour, you want to go on the Mr. Lyons tour. It's pretty good. And although the video is really good, it's like I don't think it's the full tour because it was so long. So there's other little pieces here and there that folks can benefit from learning about. I wanted to comment on our Veterans Day assemblies. I think that our schools across the district did an amazing job bringing in all of our veterans from the community, or at least inviting them and really honoring them. One of the best moments, Mr. Dickus mentioned this last night at the board meeting, and it was impressed upon me too as a special moment. At the end, our kids in the junior high and high school, so we're in the gymnasium, we fill up both sides of the stands. In the center, we have our veterans sitting in chairs on the table or on the gym floor, and there's a table at the front with the podium, and our students gave a standing ovation at the end for all of our veterans. They just stood, and it was really impressive to see our kids honoring our veterans, and it was a really neat program. And I know each of our buildings had something special yesterday, but I'm glad I was at the high school to witness that. And again, I appreciate Colonel Collins for coming in and speaking to our folks, and all the veterans who came in. I appreciate them coming in. And then I also wanted to comment on the community group that formed to support McCook Public Schools with the bond, which is the McCook on the Move Committee. These are the same folks that really helped promote the passage of like the pool bond and other just positive changes for the community itself. And so really appreciate those folks. It's a lot of work and it's volunteer time. And there's so many names. I'd like to name everybody, but there's just a lot of folks that get involved with that, and I really appreciate the work because the school can't do that work. You know, it has to be community members that go out and talk to business in the community, make connections with folks for signs, that type of thing. So anyway, really appreciate it, and you know, maybe we'll be talking to them again in the future.
You betcha. You bet. You had some executive session things.
We did. We'd had negotiations. Again, that's the reason that we go into executive session for negotiations, because we're really talking about bargaining, negotiated bargaining, and so we don't you don't want to, you know, show all your cards, I guess, before you get to the negotiations table. And then we had a personnel issue we needed to talk about and protect people's identity and those types of things. We go into executive session. And then on the agenda was my evaluation. Didn't get to it last night, but that will probably be executive session. Will probably be on the December board meeting and maybe even negotiations again. We'll see. If we're not settled with negotiations will probably be an executive session also next month.
Wow, that was a heck of a meeting last night, wasn't it?
Good meeting. Very good meeting.
A lot of good information. Next meeting is going to be December 9th?
Yes, that's correct. Wow. December 9th.
Right before the Christmas break, which I know you love the Christmas break.
It's too long. We need to shorten that down. A couple hours. Let out early. No, I'm kidding. We all need a couple days, that's for sure.
They need a little break.
They do. They need a break.
Recharge the batteries and everything.
Yep. Family time.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the week.
You too.